And welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94. We're joined now by Star Jacobs, the head coach of the Osborne girls tennis team. Coach, I know there's some excitement around the team right now. You have 12 girls out this season, six of them that were on the varsity roster last year. You have Grace William, who's back on your team as well, who played as a freshman but not as a sophomore. But I know you're excited about the numbers. You have Gracie and Levy Reiner, who finished sixth place last year at the 3-2-1A state tournament as a doubles team, and obviously they can play doubles and singles. They proved that last year. Just kind of go over this group and what you have and how excited are you to get things going with this team?
Yeah, well, we are excited. We have, like you said, 12 girls, so that's double the number that we had last year. So we have a full varsity team and a full JV team. And I'm excited to go to our first meet on Trigo at Waukini this Saturday. And we're going to be competing on the varsity side there and see how that goes with us. Super excited for all the six new ones that came out. They're learning quickly, and I'm excited to work with them on the JV side.
When you have 12 and compared to six, like, how much does that add to the dynamic? I know that, like, not everybody's going to be the same skill level, but how much does it add to you to actually have bodies out there to be able to play matches against and practice and to kind of hone your skills in that way instead of maybe, you know, not having the numbers that you need to advance these players on the team?
Well, it's great, and it can be a struggle as well. With the six new players that we got, they were all beginners, and so I'm having 12 girls on two courts, which doesn't quite equate numbers that I can have them all playing at once. But it's a great problem to have because I can put, like, varsity players on the courts while I'm doing conditioning with the JV team and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And then I can split them all up and do drills and games that involve all of them, and they can advance their skills that way by playing with more experienced players.
I know, like I talked about, you know, we know that Gracie and Levy are very solid players for you, sixth place finishers at state last year, but how do you feel about the overall talent of this group as you get ready to go to Waukini on Saturday?
Yes, Gracie and Levy did great last year, and we are really proud of their efforts. Hope they finish really strong this season as well, is what I'm anticipating that will happen. The other four that I've got, Grace William, I was super excited she came back out as a junior. She's a really skilled, strong player. And when I've got Gracie and Levy at doubles, Grace will be my number one singles player. And then I've got Claire Mick, who is new. She's a freshman, and she will be the number two singles player. But I will also maybe be mixing them up with doubles with Gracie and Levy at some points. And then I have my other number two doubles team of Cheyenne Knoll and Annie Kendig, and they've got last year's experience to go on, so they'll be my number two doubles team.
What's the competition usually look like out at Trigo here this first time out?
Well, it'll be tough. It's going to be a hard tournament, but I think that we will fare pretty well, and it's a good one to start with.
Star Jacobs, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldog tennis team. Coach, so we thank you for the time. Best of luck to you this season.
Thank you very much.